Luke chapter number 2, if you have your Bibles. There's a whole lot of scripture I need to read. I'm trying to determine where to stop. I don't want to do a book report here today. But Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 21, we'll read several here and find a place to stop. But a very, very important Christmas story, if you will. Luke 2 and 21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Jesus' name was given before he was ever even conceived. Hallelujah. Yes. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, if you want to find that, that's in the book of Leviticus. Amen. And once Brother Kurt, I think, said it the other night, I've read that same quote by M.R. DeHaan. If you can't find Jesus in every single page, study it again because he's in there.
He's in there.
And so it in the Old Testament gives us a portrait of what was to come. Everything in the Old Testament was a mirror. It was an image of the one who would be coming. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And the book of Leviticus speaks of this purification here. Amen. And hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 12 is a good place if you want to study that. But let's go on here. When the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Amen. Which was also a custom, and it was the law that day to take your child. And we may read some of this in a little while, especially the firstborn, especially the male firstborn that openeth the womb, in the Old Testament said. And you come and you present them to the Lord. It was a representation of God sparing the firstborn when he brought him up out. Amen. Right. Remember that? Praise the Lord. And when he was taking them out of Egypt, taking them to the promised land, God spared the firstborn. And because of that, he wanted the firstborn given back to him. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Once again, all this is a portrait of what was to come. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the name and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Listen to this. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. This is not a small statement. The power of God, the third person of the triune Godhead, was upon this man.
Right.
Hallelujah. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God, God's Holy Ghost, spoke to him and revealed to him that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Right.
Man, this is great. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. It appears that old Simeon was wore out, old in age, and was ready to go. But the Holy Ghost told him, said, you'll not die till you see the Lord's Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought him the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, they was coming to present him to the Lord as the custom of the law. Here they were. Amen. On this 40th day of giving him back to the Lord. Then he took him up in his arms and he blessed God. And he said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, let me die. Praise God. Amen. Woo, feel the Holy Ghost here.
Yes, God.
Amen. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Thank you for standing today for the reading of the word of the Lord. I'd like to preach to us for just a few moments, amen, on how we can keep Christmas alive all year long. Amen. How we can keep Christmas alive all year long. I must admit, I'm not a decorator. The girls wanted to decorate a lot this year. They wanted to put lights up the top of the eave of the house and all this kind of stuff. I told them I wasn't climbing up there. Amen. Woo, that's the last thing I need to do is fall off the peak of the house. Amen. For a Christmas light. Amen. If you do that, great. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I wasn't climbing up to the peak of the house to run lights. Matter of fact, I didn't put up lights. Charlie, I think, and Kathy come over and helped him. I don't know. Just hadn't been in a Christmas mood. Amen. But anyhow, people do a lot of things in preparation for one day, December 25th.
Yeah.
Amen. Put up lights. People get trees. They decorate. They go shop. Spend lots of money for December 25th. And by December 26th, the Christmas spirit's over.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But if the Lord will help me today, I'd like to get us to see that the Christmas spirit can live 365 days a year. Hallelujah. Amen. Christmas represents the beginning of the end of God's plan to save humanity. Hallelujah. God's plan was finalized when Jesus died for our sins on the cross and he rose again the third day. Aren't you glad that God had a plan for you? Amen.
Amen.
Christmas represents God's grace in sending his son. Amen. His only son. Hallelujah. And from the wrath, and he spared us from the wrath of God. Amen. Christmas represents the greatest miracle God ever performed. And because Christmas represents the moment that God Almighty became man and God died for man. Isn't that a mighty thing? Praise the Lord. Amen. And do you know any king on earth that would lay down his life for a stranger? Amen. And I understand we're not a stranger to God. We're children to God. But do you know anybody, any other person of dignity? Amen. That would lay down their life in humility for someone else? Oh, no. But God, the creator of all the universe, did that because he loved me. Hallelujah. Isn't that a miracle? Isn't that amazing that God loves us that much that he gave his life for us? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what happened. Praise God. All of a sudden here. Since Christmas is much larger than the trappings associated with it, Christmas chance, brother, I think they probably knocked the breaker up. Or go ask Sister Kathy if that breaker knocked everything up here, lost power again. Amen. Since Christmas is much larger than the trappings associated with it, Christmas transcends the calendar. Amen.
Right.
Christmas transcends the limitations of just one single day. Christmas transcends the busyness of the month of December. Let me tell you something. Christmas doesn't stop on December 26th, but thank God it's all year long. Hallelujah. When Jesus was just eight days old, according to our scripture text, he was taken to the synagogue in Bethlehem, and he was circumcised as the law demanded in Leviticus chapter number 12. And after waiting 40 days for Mary to be purified, Leviticus chapter 12, amen, Jesus, praise God, is taken to the temple in Jerusalem to be presented unto the Lord,
yes,
and to be redeemed as the law demanded in Exodus chapter number 13 and verse number 2, that when the oldest, amen, came through, praise the Lord, it must have been what it was, amen, when the oldest came through and opened up the wound, that he was to be given back to the Lord. Hallelujah. This command was designed to help Israel remember that time that when all firstborn males in Israel were protected from the death of ancient Egypt, when the death angel passed through, hallelujah, the land, the first male was to be presented to the Lord as an acknowledgement of his grace and the goodness of God. Amen. Oh, yes. This presentation of the firstborn was a means for Israel to praise God for his redemption through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. This child was considered redeemed. Amen. Jesus and his family went through this process. What an amazing truth that the Redeemer was redeemed. Amen. When he was presented in the temple on this day. And while the family of Jesus was in the temple, an amazing event occurred. Amen. Two elderly saints of God. Amen. A man named Simeon. And we didn't read it in our scripture text, but if you'd read a few more verses, you'll find a woman by the name of Anna. They were in the temple that day. And Simeon and Anna were in the temple because the Holy Ghost, amen, had led them and put them there. Amen. Simeon and Anna were part of a faith faithful remnant who were looking for the appearing of the Lord and of that Jewish Messiah. Praise God. They knew he was coming. They didn't know when. They didn't know how. They didn't know from where. But they knew that the Messiah was coming. And the Holy Ghost had spoke to Simeon and said, you'll not see death until you see the Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I want you to notice what happened when they saw him. There's a few things. I'm going to have a few points and I'll get out of the way. But a few things happened when Simeon laid eyes on him. He personally praised the Lord. Amen. He powerfully praised him. And they together publicly praised him. Hallelujah. Anna praised him in the house. And then she went outside of the house of the Lord. And she began to proclaim, amen, the good news of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. What did they see? I tell you what they saw. Amen. This name Simeon means he who hears. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of God told Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Christ, the Savior of the world. And when he hears this, Simeon begins to praise him. Amen. He said, this is the Lord's Christ. This is the Lord's salvation. This is the manner that man can come to Christ. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. There's no other way that you and I can get to Jesus, but can get to God, but through his son, Jesus. If you want to be saved, it comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can't go to heaven being a good person. You can't go to heaven living a good moral life. You can live all your life and never tell a lie. Amen. The rich young ruler did that, didn't he? He said, I kept the commandments from my youth up. He was a good man to a sense, but he wasn't saved. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. To get to God's heaven, you got to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that I'm saved. Amen. I'm so thankful for the salvation of the Lord that reached down to a 13-year-old boy and he saved my soul. Thank God, church, I'm still saved. That's still good today. Glory to God. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people, they don't know who the Lord is. I witness the folks. You witness the folks. I get to talk to them old boys that help me mow a lot of times. And I got to reeling in one up here a while back. And he said, I believe in the Lord. And the case, it takes more than believing in the Lord. The devil's believed and trembled. Amen. The devil knows he believes in God because God threw him out of heaven. The devils believe. It takes more than just believing. I tell you, what does it take? Amen. It takes more than just believing. You got to act on that. When conviction comes and God brings down conviction and squeezes that heart. Amen. And you feel a power from another world. You got to do more than just believe. You got to act on that belief. And you got to say, Lord, would you remember me a sinner? Would you forgive me? Thank God. Right there's where a lot of people mess up. They think they can just live in life, keep living life the way they want to live. But I tell you, when you get saved, you surrender your will to the will of God. You quit living and he starts living in you. And that's why he changes us. Praise God. He changes who you are. He changes where you go. He changes how you feel. Things you used to like to do, you won't want to do them anymore. Places you used to would go, you won't go anymore. Why? Because he don't go there. And if he lives in you and you get saved and his salvation's in your heart, he changes who you are.
Yes, he does.
Oh, pray for me. I need the Lord to help me today. Amen. Oh, yes. People, they think they know who he is, but they don't know him. The rabbi who circumcised him at 8 days old, he didn't know who Jesus was. Praise God. The priest in the temple who received the offering from Mary and Joseph, he didn't know who Jesus was. The other people in the temple, they didn't know who Jesus was. The people in Bethlehem and Jerusalem, they didn't know who Jesus was. Most people living today, they don't know who he is. But thank God, who knows who he is? Those that's looking for him. Those, amen, who has him in their heart. Thank God. has been lived. I'm ready to go to another land. Amen. And the Lord won't let me go because he said, you got to see the Christ. He was looking for him. Every day a baby come in that temple. I wonder if this is him. I wonder if this is the Christ. I wonder if this is the baby Jesus. But you know what? I don't know how many days went by that he looked for him and he never saw him. But one day everything changed. And in come a poor teenage girl and a poor, amen, young boy named Joseph. Hallelujah. And they had a baby in their arms that they had had in a very meager way. They didn't have money to buy a motel that night. Amen. But they had him in an old barn stall. And when he was born, he was laid in a manger. Thank God. But when they brought him in the house, that man of God didn't look and say, they're poor. That can't be the Christ. But oh no, I believe when they brought him in the house, there was a glow upon him. And heaven began to shout and rejoice. And oh, Simeon grabbed a hold of that baby. And he said, Lord, let me depart peacefully. For my eyes have seen the Christ. I've laid eyes on him. I know who he is. I've handled him in my arms. This is the Christ. Hey, I come to tell you, church, Christmas don't have to quit. December 26th, you can have Christmas all year long. I said you can have Christmas all year long because it's about Jesus. It's about a God that loved us so much that he gave his only son that whosoever should call on his name.
Come on. Yes, God.
Aren't you glad you don't have to be rich to know Jesus?
Glad, Jesus.
Woo! A matter of fact, it's quite the opposite of that.
Praise God.
And I'm not sitting here saying rich people can't be saved, but a lot of times rich people trust in their riches.
That's it.
You're right.
You take a person that's been successful in life, maybe he's a successful businessman. Maybe he's been handed money down through generations and he's a trust fund baby. I don't know. Amen. But most of the time, people of means trust their means. But you take an old poor person like us, amen, you get your back against the wall in a hard place and you can't go no further down. You got to depend on something else and you got to find Jesus. Amen. Either way, and I don't think I'm preaching no rich people here today. But if you're rich, amen, you're going to need Jesus. If you're poor, you're going to need Jesus. If you're somewhere in the middle, you're going to need Jesus. Thank God, amen, that I can have him. Thank God that I can have the Christmas message all year long. Thank God he is a God that's in human flesh. And he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity.
Yes, he can.
Aren't you glad of that?
Thank God.
But there's a God that knows how you feel.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Jesus knows, I believe, every feeling that you and I have ever felt.
Amen.
I believe he felt those feelings.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're right.
Oh, God. You're sick?
Lord,
amen.
God.
You're hurting? You're in pain? Amen. Whatever the feelings, lonely. He was all alone in the garden. Amen. Oh, you name any type of feeling. I believe he felt it. Amen. Oh, Simeon was so excited because the promised Christ had arrived. And Simeon knew who he was. Hallelujah. Do you know who he is today? That's one of my main questions. That's one of my main punchlines. And I know this is a simple thought here today. But do you really know who he is? Amen. Sometimes, everybody them kids back here a while ago, are you ready for Santa Claus? Amen. Oh, we pumped up Christmas, Brother Daniel. I've laughed about that for years. He said one time it was Easter time of year, and he said, I don't understand what we talk about a bunny that laid eggs, and Brother Daniel said, bunnies don't lay eggs. Isn't that America? Amen. Pump up a holiday called Easter, and we know what Easter is. Jesus, amen, was crucified, and they hung him on a tree, and they buried him in a tomb, and on the third day, he got back up. But in America, we worship a bunny rabbit that lays eggs. And bunnies don't lay eggs. Amen. Oh, that's why America. guess just a minute, all the kids are gone, right? Ain't my Christmas. We worship an old Santa Claus with a long beard that slides down chimneys. And we know that can't happen. But glory to God, I'm glad that Santa Claus didn't slide down the chimney. But Jesus Christ slid down from glory. I said he came down from the heavens and he came down to earth. Why? So I can have Christmas December 26th. So I can have Christmas January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Hey, I come to tell us I don't have to just have Christmas on December 25th. God came down. I said God left the glories. He left the splendor of heaven and he came down to earth. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he loves me. I said I can have Christmas every day of the year.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Jesus came into the world to set us free from our sin.
Yes, he did.
Now, I love to preach about the baby Jesus, Brother Tommy. But it's hard to preach about the birth of Christ without preaching about the death of Christ, because Jesus came for one reason.
Yes, he did.
And one reason only.
Thank God.
He didn't come, Brother Earl, to be a preacher, although he was the best preacher that ever breathed. He didn't come to be a prophet, although he was the greatest prophet of all times. He didn't come to be a Bible teacher, although he was the greatest of teachers that thousands would line up in fields and listen to him teach. Amen. And bring down the word of God. Oh, no. Amen. He didn't come to be a healer, although every person he ever laid hands on got up from their sickness. That's not why he came. Amen. Oh, he came. You know why Jesus came? He came because God needed a Savior. Ever since the fall of man, from the beginning of Genesis, and man fell into sin and separated man from God, God said, I need a mediator. I need a propitiator. I need a God-man to bring man back to God. And from the very start, God said, it was my Son who was what? He was slain before the foundation of the world. Before he formed the foundations of this world, he knew his Son would come and be the way to heaven. Thank God. I come to tell a church, I can have Christmas every day. I said I can have Christmas every day because he came and bled and died.
Raise your hand and praise him in this house.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This phrase, later in our scripture reading here, it said that he's the fall and the rising again of many in Israel. Later there in verse 34, it refers to Jesus as the fulfilling of the Old Testament prophecy. Psalms 118 and verse 22. The stone which the builders refused is become the head
right
of the corner. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Isaiah 8:14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a kin, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I tell you who he came for. Somebody said he came for the Gentiles. 100%. Yes, he came for the Gentiles. Somebody said he didn't come for the Jews. 100%. He did. But they rejected him. His own people, they rejected him. They nailed him to a cross. Most of the Jews don't even believe he still came. But let me tell you something. That doesn't make it true. Hey, hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. Whether you believe he came or not, as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and give his life on a cross, that doesn't make it true or false. I tell you what makes it true. God said he came and he laid down his life. Why? So you can get to God so you can have a relationship with the one and the true God.
All right. Yes, God.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is a salvation stone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Matthew 21:44, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind into powder. You better fall on the stone or the stone will fall on you.
Amen.
Jesus is the dividing line between those who are saved and those who are lost. Let me tell you something. I can't say it any plainer than I've already said it here in this house. Jesus is the only way to get to God.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And if you follow any other doctrine, and if you follow any other way, it's a false way, and you'll not get to God.
Amen.
Right.
You're right.
Amen. There is a God in heaven, and he has a son, and his son is named Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
For God so loved the world. It's deep preaching, I know.
Come on.
For God so loved the world that he gave his son.
Come on.
Yes, God.
Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
My Lord.
To the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Not only is he a salvation stone, he's a judgment stone. Daniel 2:34, for those who refuse to come to him for salvation will be judged by him. If you don't come to him now, one of these days that same stone is going to be your judge.
So true.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is a touchstone. He reveals men for what they really are. Everything in your spiritual life hinges around how you answer the question, what think ye of Christ?
How about it?
Everything in your life hinges upon that one question. What do you think about it?
Come on.
Woo.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And then in my verse that I just read, it tells us that he is a stumbling stone. What Jesus did at the cross is so offensive to the lost world that they stumble over the message. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, amen, and again, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, going down to Corinthians, amen. But he said, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want him to be a stumbling block in my life. Do you, church?
Never.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He also talked about a sign here. This word sign means a miracle, a wonder. Jesus Christ was God's miracle to the world.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no greater miracle that was ever done upon the face of this earth than God giving his son to planet earth.
Thank you.
That's the greatest miracle of all time. Somebody said, I always thought the greatest miracle was when I got saved.
That's 100% right.
But you could have never got saved if God hadn't given his son.
Jesus.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
You could have never got saved.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not trying to confuse us. I'm really not.
Holy Mom.
You can't get to God without Jesus.
That's right.
Oh.
You got to have Jesus.
Amen.
That brings us to the ultimate quest here. We got to have Jesus.
Thank you.
Do I got to have him on December 25th?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah. But I don't have to have him on December
26th. Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
You gotta have him every day.
That's right, bro.
Every day. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You gotta have him every day.
Woo! Come on, bro.
Every day. Every day. I'm trying to get us 100% the importance of every day, every day, every day.
Praise you.
Every day, Brother Carson. We can't live one day without him.
Hallelujah.
Without him,
thank you, Lord.
I'd be lost.
Amen.
Without him, I'd be like an old sheep with no shepherd. I'd be wandering everywhere. A sheep, you take sheep.
You're right.
And I don't have time to give you a lesson in sheep. Most of you know about sheep. But you take a sheep, if it don't have a shepherd, they scatter. And the animals and the wild wolves and the wild animals of the fields and of the mountains, they destroy the sheep.
Right.
Because sheep don't have, no, I'm just honest, and I'm not saying we're not smart. I'm not knocking anybody's intelligence here. But sheep in general are not very smart.
You're right, bro.
They have to be shepherded.
Right.
Come on. Right. You take an old sheep, Brother Tommy, and it falls over. It's what you call a cast sheep.
Yeah.
He got so much wool on him. And if a sheep falls over far enough and gets on his back, he can't even get up.
Right.
Yep.
He can't even get up.
Right.
How many times have you fallen on your back?
Come on.
You couldn't get up.
Come on, bro.
I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I got it.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm glad I got it. I said, I'm glad I got a Lord and a Savior. A lot of people like to have a Savior, but he's a Lord also, ain't he?
Right.
What's the Lord mean? The Lord tells you what you got to do.
Right.
Woo! The Lord tells you what you got to do. Amen. A lot of people want a Savior, but they don't want a Lord.
Right.
I got to move on here. I'm done. What they say about Jesus. The secret is learning how to let the joy which comes from knowing Jesus find a place in our life. Oh, Simeon got so excited, amen, about the Lord and about meeting him there in the temple.
Yeah.
He got beside himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And in verse 38, Anna enters into the scene here. And she gets in this arena of praise, and she blends her voice with Simeon's, but she adds an additional element. When Simeon lifted his hands and his heart and his voice, and he begins to praise the Lord, I want you to notice this. This is a Jewish temple. This is all in order. This is all, amen, you want to know something ritual. Here it got, this was quiet. Everything had to be on par. Every I was dotted, every T. I mean, this was a very ritualistic experience.
Right, right.
But this day changed because Simeon saw the Christ. My, I wish I could get you to see this. Things change when you see Jesus. I said, the script gets thrown out the window when you find Jesus. Glory to God. And here comes Anna, and Anna praises the Lord. But she also tells others who the Lord really is and what the Lord is doing. Her praise was exalted, and it exalted God. And she began to evangelize, amen, the lost around there. A lot of people are too sophisticated. A lot of people are too refined. Amen. They're too reserved to worship him. But Simeon said, I've been in too many dry services where the Lord wasn't at. Hey, God. Hey, I'm about to feel a little Pentecost come in here. Simeon said, how many services have I sent through and the Lord wasn't here? But he said, today, the Lord's in the house. Today, the Christ, the Lord's Christ, the Son of God, the Holy One, heaven's best is in the house. And he lifts up his voice, and he lifts up his hands, and he lifts up his heart, and he begins to worship, and he begins to praise like all of you should be doing right now. And he said, hey, this is a good God. The Lord's in the house. In thanks, praise. And he said, great God,
praise the Lord. Praise God.
Somebody said, I don't understand them Pentecostal folks.
Thank you, mighty God.
You feel it, you will.
You don't have to understand it. All you got to do is look where he's brought you from.
That's it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Brother George, from the hills of Mingo County, you and I can say about the same. Amen. Brother George talks about how poor he grew up. I grew up pretty poor, probably not as poor. Our main problem was my dad got hurt and wasn't able to work. And we got lost everything we had. Amen. I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like, amen, not to have much. We always had a little bit. I remember my dad all the time. I'm honest. I love fried potatoes. I really do. Fried potatoes are good, but not every day. My mom had to go to work, and I think the only thing my dad knew how to cook, he'd take a weenie, and split it in half, and fry it in the pan, and cut up potatoes, and fix weenies and potatoes, and we ate that day after day. Hey, come on for school. What we got to eat? Weenies and potatoes. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, I wear Michelle out to this day. Fried potatoes are a little easier to cook. You gotta cook, you gotta boil the potatoes, you gotta mash them, put butter in them, stir them up. Michelle said, what kind of potatoes you want? Every time I said, mashed potatoes. Amen. In my life, Brother Sophie, I probably ate mashed potatoes more now because I'm so scarred. I don't hardly like fried potatoes. Glory to God. Oh, but you know what? Amen. Thank God. He don't care if you're rich. rich. He don't care if you're poor. Amen. What you need to know is I've got God, and He's been good to me. Where did you come from? I came from the sin. I came from the muck. I came from the mire. I came, amen, from where they cussed, and where they swore, and where they drank. Amen. Where they gambled on card games, where they shot pool for money. Hey, come on, that's where I came from. But thank God, He saved me. Thank God, I can have Christmas every day. I said I can have Christmas every day because of how good He's been to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand and worship
Him. Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand and worship Him.
Bless you, God.
God was glorified with Simeon and Anna praised Him in the temple.
Yes. The name of the Lord.
It was an ice cold place. There was no praise. And there was no worship in that religious ritual place. But that day, voices lifted in praise to the God of heaven.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And God was honored. Everything in the temple was about ritual. When Simeon and Anna broke through those routines and those rituals and began to praise the Lord, the focus was taken off ritual and it was placed upon an almighty, exalted, lifted up God. And I come to tell you, church, if you want to live above trials and troubles and heartaches and problems in life, you got to lift Him up. Amen. You got to lift Him up. And come on. Is your heart in the mully grubs? Is your heart down? And you can't. You gotta lift Him up. Look at Him, church. Amen. Everything in your life might not be going like you want it to go, but lift Him up. Amen. Lift Him up. Glory, glory. I'm about done. I'm ready to pray, and I hope you are. But I feel like telling you, lift Him up. Lift Him up. It ain't all that bad. It ain't as bad as you might think. Lift Him up. Lift Him up. Amen. Anna and Simeon said, I'm going to lift Him up. Anna said, I'm going to lift Him up. He's been good to me. Look at where He brought me from. Look at what He's done. He gave His life that I can have life and have it more abundant.
Thank you, Lord.
Is anybody lifting Him up?
Thank you, Lord.
Lift Him up. Lift Him up. Glory, glory, glory. And the Bible tells us that Anna went out and she told others about the baby she saw. And the Bible said that she went out and she spake of Him because she was verbal in her praise. Amen. Sinners heard about Him. When you lift Him up, sinners are healed about Him. When you lift Him up, your family will hear about Him. When you lift Him up, you all know about Him. I come to tell us, lift Him up.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Wow, I preach more hard than I thought.
Oh, Jesus.
Raise your hand. Let's pray, girls. That's what I'm going to help me on the corner. I'm done. Lord, help us to lift You up today. Could somebody in this house realize that Christmas ain't December 25th?
The name of the Lord, blessed be God.
But Christmas is December 26th. 27th.
Yes, God.
28th.
Yes, Lord.
29th. 30th. 31st.
Thank you, Lord.
January 1st. You know, you get to drift all the way through January.
Right.
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, back to December.
Thank you,
Christmas.
Lord. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because of what He did for us.
Glory, glory, glory.
The world can take a lot of things from you. The world can rip you up, spit you out, and take your wealth. They can take your possessions.
Yep.
Help me think of some things here. I mean, you can end up poor, Brother George. Mm-hmm. You can end up in prison. You can end up in the bottom, maybe the slums of the city somewhere out there. Amen. I'm just whatever you think is a deplorable condition in life. You can end up there.
Yep.
You might do it. And let me tell you something. One thing the world and the devil can never take.
Come on.
They can never take away. God so loved me that he sent Jesus.
They can't do it, Brother
Tommy. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to switch gears here, but you know, we look at the writings of Paul. Paul was a great man of God, Brother George. But you know, Paul wrote his greatest writings in prison.
Sure did.
Yeah, many people have debated through the years. How could Paul write, rejoice, rejoice again in the Lord? Always rejoice, rejoice. I mean, chapter after chapter, he's rejoicing, talking about rejoice, talking about praising, talking about how good God is. Somebody said, how could Paul do that when he's in prison? And most of it, not just prison, he was down in the Mamertine prison, which was down deep in that old hole. He meant like an old rat they had him down in there.
Sure did.
Right.
Fed him slop. They said rats infested that place. Paul was in a condition like that, but he had rejoice and praise on his heart. How could they do that? Because they could take his body and put him in prison. They could confine his everything about him, but they couldn't bind his spirit.
No.
I wish I was in a Pentecost church. I don't think there'd hardly be a person, amen, sitting still. Glory to God. He can't bind your spirit. He can take everything you own. The devil can offend you. The devil can oppress you. The devil can depress you. And I ain't got time to preach all that. You mean Christians can be oppressed? Oh, yeah. Can Christians be depressed? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of places you can get to. And there's a lot of things the devil can do against you. But he can't bind your spirit. Why? Because God loved me so much that he gave me Christmas every day. What's that mean, Brother Jacob? I've got Jesus. When I don't have nothing, I've got Jesus. When I don't have nothing, I'm still saved. When my back's against the wall, I'm still saved. When everything is upside down, I still have Jesus.
Bless
him,
God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God. Let's get
older
here next.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I may not have nothing, but
I've
got you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, the world may take everything I got, but you can't take you, Lord. They can't take you. I can have Christmas every day. I can have Christmas every day. I can have Jesus. I can have Jesus every day. I said, I can have Jesus. I can have Jesus. I can have Jesus.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.